This is KCUR 89.3. The Oscar-winning movie The Sting, starring Robert Redford and Paul Newman, was a hit in 1973, and so was its soundtrack. The composer, Scott Joplin, has been dead for 100 years. But as KCUR's Julie Denichet reports, Sedalia, Missouri is keeping his legacy alive.
For the past decade, pianist William McNally has been coming to Sedalia to perform at the annual Scott Joplin Ragtime Festival. As the festival's artist in residence, he's here to introduce local school kids to Scott Joplin.
Part of my job as a performer is to figure out how to connect this music, which is really just a bunch of black dots on a piece of paper, with a listening audience who needs the music to do something for them.
That worked for 11-year-old Thomas Jenkins. He's been taking piano lessons for about a year. Jenkins says he was excited by the music's energetic sound.
It's kind of like making you want more. It's fun, it makes you feel joyful, happy, and you'd want to listen to it over and over. That's how I feel about it.
Scott Joplin was known in his day as the king of ragtime. His father had been enslaved until the end of the Civil War. Joplin was born in Texas and moved to Sedalia as a teenager. It was a booming railroad town back in the 1890s, full of people seeking entertainment. Joplin performed in many of the bars and social clubs in town.
You know, I feel like the more one knows about the history of the composer and the history of the social environment that they were living in when they wrote a piece, this tells me a lot about what they were thinking and feeling. Then I try to bring that stuff to a performance.
When Joplin's jaunty Maple Leaf Rag was published in 1899, it was an instant sensation.
Joplin found ways to syncopate that were utterly unique and totally more advanced. So it wasn't that Maple Leaf Rag was an accidental hit. No, it very, very deliberately did musical things that had, prior to the Maple Leaf Rag, just not been achieved.
It took Sedalia 75 years to really celebrate Scott Joplin's achievement. Since the annual Scott Joplin Ragtime Festival began in the 70s, hundreds of musicians have come to Sedalia from all over the world for the week of concerts, workshops, lectures, and jam sessions. Kathleen Boswell is on the board of the foundation that hosts the festival.
We're planting the seeds. All kinds of people have come to America and made us really famous for different things. And so telling Scott Joplin's story, and then also telling the kids how important their hometown is. This is ground zero for ragtime.
Joplin longed to have his work taken seriously, but many considered ragtime to be the music of bars and dance halls. So he turned his hand to Western art forms like opera and ballet. But audiences just weren't ready for a ragtime opera. Joplin's 1911 opera, Tremonisha, doomed him financially. He died in obscurity in New York City on April 1, 1917. But Joplin's music was not forgotten. Ragtime influenced both jazz and blues. His soundtrack for The Sting renewed interest in his music, and in 1976, Joplin was awarded a posthumous Pulitzer Prize. A couple of years ago, on the 100th anniversary of Joplin's death, pianist Richard Dowling performed his complete piano works at Carnegie Hall. Kathleen Boswell says the key to keeping this music alive is to keep playing it.
I don't see the end of ragtime's popularity, at least not on my watch.
If the kids in Sedalia schools this year are any indication, people will be tapping their toes to ragtime for years to come. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Julie Denichet.
Sedalia's annual Scott Joplin Festival starts next week.